A kind of MTV-style show has begun airing in the Middle East, On the Road in America. It's a 12-part series that shows four hip-looking Arab students discovering America. There's Ali from Egypt, Sanad from Saudi Arabia, and Mohammed from Lebanon. And there's Lara Abu Saifan, a Palestinian production assistant who served as the link between the cast and the crew. The show has been made by Lealina Productions, whose board of advisors reads like any number of potential members of an American Foreign Policy Commission: Henry Kissinger, Lawrence Eagleburger, Jim Baker, Lee Hamilton, to name just a few. On the Road in America's executive producer and director is Jerome Gary. He joins us from the studios of NPR West. Mr. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And we're joined from Beirut by Lara Abu Saifan, a member of the crew and who's featured in the production of On the Road in America. Lara, may I call you Lara?
Sure.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And if I could begin with you, Lara, the premise of the show is four young Arabs discover America. And by broadcasting your experience across the Middle East, maybe that will help other people in that region of the world to see the United States. What impression of the United States did you have before you came here to do the show?
Well, I was not really interested in visiting there because, you know, the foreign policy, and also because if I were to take a vacation, I would go somewhere more exotic. But I came up with a different view, that is, there is exotic in the USA, and the people there are nicer than I thought they would be.
What did you find exotic in the United States?
There are very different places, very different cultures mixed all together, you know, in one place. Mm-hmm. And when you move to one place to another, you find it different from the one you've been to before.
The first episode begins with the show's producers trying to get you out of Lebanon because of the war between Israel and Hezbollah. How difficult was it for you to be in the United States at that point?
It was very difficult. I had committed to this show and I wanted to go. When the war started, I said, I'm not going to go there. And then again, I thought it over again. And I thought that it's a good chance for me to, for my career. And also it's a good chance for me to at least tell the people that I meet what's really going on in Lebanon, you know?
As the characters are being introduced, we learn there's a potential point of tension. Now, in this clip, Lara, you're saying that you hate Israelis. And then, of course, it turns out there's a cameraman on the crew, Guy Livna.
I'm from Israel.
And the two of you talk and get to know each other. Did this change you at all?
In a way, it did change me. Before this, I was not ready to talk to any of the Israelis. But when we talked, and it turned out that he is a peaceful person. He himself wants peace. He was not okay for what's going on in Lebanon. And his point of view was different.
2 minutes before he got back, everybody died in that yard because there was a bomb. So basically, his life was saved by an Arab. And I was born because of it.
You were born?
Mr. Gary, let me turn to you. Was it a specific editorial decision to have a gifted cameraman who happens to be Israeli on the show, or did it just happen?
Guy is I've worked with a number of times. To me, I was slightly surprised, largely because I'm naive, at what a huge factor it became right off the bat. Mm-hmm. But obviously also the war made it that much more of a drama. And it was one of the big sort of narratives of the series. I mean, Guy very nearly quit at the outset of the thing just because he personally hurt so much mm-hmm. from what was going on. And, of course, just having a Palestinian there in Lara made the drama that much more apparent.
When you're a television producer, you don't turn your back on that, do you?
No, you don't.
Lara, what do you think was maybe your most difficult moment?
Watching the news, watching what was going on in Lebanon while I was away, and watching everything changing and not being in Lebanon to witness that change, you know? It was the first war that I miss in my whole life. I was born in 1975, and you know Lebanon is full of wars.
Yeah.
And it was, and now that I'm capable of helping, I was not here. But I was helping in a slight different way, you mm-hmm. know?
Jerome Gary, this was your idea. What are you trying to accomplish with it?
I really didn't know anything about the Arab world, and I felt like Americans didn't either. And I felt like if there was one big problem, it was our lack of knowledge of one another. So, you know, media is a force amplifier. So if you can get people interacting, This was one something that where Americans and Arabs would get to know each other in an unofficial way, and you know there should be hundreds of these.
We saw the second episode in the show, which has the visitors in New York City. I must say, you all seem to like New York a whole lot.
Yeah, not for me, not the best for me, but basically I liked Montana more.
You liked Montana more?
It's very peaceful. It's very, I think the timing of Montana was in the show was very good also, because the shooting was very hectic ever since we started. Mm-hmm. And then Montana was like relaxing, peaceful. We went in, we did the camping. It was like nice, you know, and it's a very small country, whatever state. What?
Laura, is there a particular food from the United States that you liked and maybe you miss now that you're back home?
To tell you the truth, I hated the food. I always said that, get us some real good food.
Oh, so what did you?
We were on the road.
Oh, so you were
eating in places
roadside stuff, huh?
I mean, I can remember distinctly three or four, you know, really joyous scenes, which were when we would bring in all this Lebanese food in Chicago, in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, those were the big moments. I mean, that definitely distinctly was a much preferred cuisine.
Jerome Gary is executive producer and director, speaking with us from NPR West, and Laura Abu Saifan, a participant in the show On the Road in America, now being shown throughout the Middle East on satellite by the Middle East Broadcasting Center. Well, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
And you can see some of the roadshow on our website, npr.org.